Welcome, everyone, to an all-red shirt episode of Toy Pizza.
Also known as Grossest Toys.
That's right. We got so much to cover, and all of it is gross. Let's,
It's pretty disgusting.
Icky's gonna puke.
So we're kicking off with a little bit of news. First up, the Beam Puppy Cat Sword. Awesome. Super cool. For those of you who don't know, we shoot here in Frederator Studios in New York City, home of Beam Puppy Cat. And this is a replica from ThinkGeek.
Yes, and finally, Beam Puppy Cat, the Kickstarter series, is now airing new episodes, and you can get this plastic, hard plastic version of Beast Sword as seen in the pilot part 2. And we have shown the inflatable Con exclusive
right. In
previous episodes, but this one...
This is the evolution of that.
Yes.
Much like a Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
It's sweet. You can also use the sword as a sword, so that's great.
But you have to be six or older to use it.
Definitely.
Yeah, so all of you guys who love roleplay and you love being Puppy Cat, I'm telling you, I've held this. This sword is incredible.
It's infused with magic.
It's pretty sweet.
The best part, I have to say, the fact that it is a hard plastic, but the fact that there's a crystal in the blade, the handle, I guess.
Hilt?
The hilt.
Don't you know your parts of the sword?
Oh,
have you never played Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah. I know handle and blade.
How embarrassing, Nicky.
Pommel?
Yeah.
Pommel?
Pommel. Mm-hmm. I thought it was pommel.
You know, kids, if you're still walking around with the Finn or Jake sword, like 3 years
old
ago.
Old days, yeah. No, this is, I love this because it's like to scale.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like pretty accurate, so.
Yeah. I love it. I want it, and I want you all to buy it.
Where can you get this?
ThinkGeek.
It's an exclusive.
ThinkGeek.com.
ThinkGeek.com.
So head over to ThinkGeek.com and buy yourself a Beam Puppy Cat sword.
Pretty
and
cool.
Open it.
And
please
use it.
I brought you guys in a little gift you can open up right now.
Oh,
these are from Candy Lab Toys.
How do
and,
you...
I have something from my childhood as well.
So this was kickstarted.
This was kickstarted.
Wow.
And I'm a big fan of these kind of Pinewood Derby cars. You know, I made this one when I was a little kid.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And you still have it?
And I still have it.
What does it say on site?
Graydon Fox. That is the billionaire race car driver that I imagined was piloting this.
That's beautiful.
They pilot cars?
Yeah, sure. Why? What else? How else can you describe the mechanism in which you steer an automobile? There's no other word. It's a pilot.
Candy Lab Toys?
Candy Lab Toys. This guy was an architect, and I think his daughters were like decorating this small shoebox, and they put wheels on it, and he had an aha moment, and he thought, why not do these really cool wooden toys? And I think they are amazing.
Whenever I have an aha moment, I just hear Take On Me.
That's right. That is literally the definition of an aha moment.
Yeah.
So it looks like 1,100 people backed his Kickstarter, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
And that's kind of unheard of from someone who, does he have a lot of background in toy making? Doesn't
no,
sound like it.
Not at all. It's
just some guy from Brooklyn.
First time toy maker.
Well, I gotta say about that. First of all, I commend him for, reaching his goal and making these because these are incredible.
They're awesome, right?
Yeah.
People on screen, watching at home might just be like, hey, that's just like a wooden car. But the thing that I love about it is just how like geometrical it is.
Yeah.
And it looks so cartoony. It's something like from the 50s that you would see like in an ad.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, from Wacky Races.
Yeah. Or maybe it's a background item in Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of polygon-esque,
So the difference between, mine and Kate's car, not only the color.
The big difference is, color.
No big it's got the engine out, on the top.
This one's faster.
These are great, but, I mean, mine is really, here.
This one's tricky.
Where did you get the wheels for yours?
Probably at a hobby store.
I love all your stickers on them, like that spider sticker.
That might be the best tool you've ever made.
I think so.
This is cool. I'm into it.
Yeah, I really am looking forward to see what they do next. I think they have another Kickstarter that's launching soon.
And by they, you mean the guy? Or is it multiple people?
I think they're growing, they've got some demand, and they're going to take this project to the stars, baby.
Do you want to race them right now?
Oh, we should.
Yeah, we should cut to a shot of us racing them.
Outside in the winter.
Yeah.
That's cool. So is there multiple models, or is it just the two?
Oh, yeah. Whatever you want, they got. Or possibly they only have two styles. I don't actually know. I love it. And I love the packaging, too. It's a great sort of item to repurpose, You can let your action figures take a nap in it.
Oh, you mean just the box itself?
Yeah.
Or bury them at sea. It's up to you, really.
That's pretty cool.
So check out thinkgeek.com for the Puppy Cat Sword, and check out Candy Lab Toys. Mwah.
On to the topic of the week, which is gross, disgusting, nasty, gnarly, ew, yucky toys.
So I have to ask, what sort of memories do you guys have of gross toys? Like, when I say gross toys, what pops
just, like, toys
in your
head? That fell into the toilet when I'm sitting on the pot.
And then just you had to let it go, like a goldfish.
No.
Just wave goodbye. There's no saving it. No, but there must have been something. Did you ever, like, buy a figure and you got it home and you was just like, oh, I don't want to own this, or see something in the store?
Well, Garbage Pail Kids, I stayed away from them.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, why would you want that?
Now, when you say gross toys that, like, you wanted, and there's also, like, gross toys that, like, I did not want. Gross toys that I wanted are, like, you know, I imagine playing with Captain Planet that, like, looked like he had, like, he was covered in sludge when you covered him in, like, hot or cold water. But that's really cool. Gross toys that I wasn't attracted to, that I didn't want, I would say, like, creepy crawlers.
Creepy crawlers, yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Like,
yeah.
You're supposed to eat them, and I was just like, I didn't like Easy Bake Oven, just for the sense that, like, these are things that, like, are toys, but you eat them. Right. I was just like, and, you know, same thing with Shrinky Dinks, I ate a couple of those, and those, I, you know, was poisoned, I think I reached the hospital.
Edible toys, coming soon on Toy Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't even include the light bulb anymore and for Easy Bake Oven.
It's too dangerous.
What is it?
It's like,
it's basically a glorified light box that cooks simple cookies.
I think it's like less than that now. It's just like,
it has to be something.
Like a hair dryer.
I think it's a e-pen.
Wow.
Oh,
that's how they
heat
the cookies
nowadays. Yeah, you're right.
Well, one thing I hated when I was a kid that now as an adult I truly love, which I may have never mentioned on the show before, but.
Oh, yeah.
Swamp Thing, right?
Yeah.
Never mentioned this.
All right, so if
before.
You're watching for the first time here on Toy Pizza, there's about two, maybe three episodes where we featured
or four.
Swamp Thing.
I try to sneak him in whenever I can. The real star of Swamp Thing, though, is the villains. You know, we got Dr. Anton Arcane, we got the Weed Whacker, and they had these crazy clear jelly monsters that slide over them, kind of like a finger puppet almost.
They remind me of something you would see on Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Because I grew up with Swamp Thing, but I didn't own any of the villains. I only owned Swamp Thing.
I didn't know there were villains. So, I thought he was a villain.
I didn't fight any bad guys.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. He kind of is, you know, I always think of Swamp Thing as a continuation of Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
deformed.
Yeah, deformed. You actually kind of feel pity for him, although you're,
kind of scared by him, but then you, like, hang out with him a couple of times. And you're like, you know what?
What happened to him?
You don't know the story of Swamp Thing?
I don't know anything about Swamp Thing.
Well, I think it was Dr. Alec Summers, I want to say his alter ego is.
That was Alan.
Alan Summers? Alan Partridge?
It was a permanent reaction, no?
He was a doctor scientist who lived in the bayou, and these thugs broke into the office. It's kind of like Darkman, basically.
Yeah.
He catches on fire, he goes in the swamp, and all of the chemicals transmogrify him. But then Alan Moore came along, who wrote Watchmen and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and he kind of reworked his origin to say that Swamp Thing was actually an elemental, and that the swamp took the bones of the fallen doctor and kind of absorbed his consciousness. So Swamp Thing thinks he's human, but he's actually not. He's an ancient line of protective elemental creatures.
Well, that's weird. Which do you prefer?
I like Alan Moore's story arc. It's really good. Okay. You can get them in trade paperbacks now, and it's really very trippy stuff.
In one of our other episodes where Brian Flynn does come on the show as a guest, and he talks about Swamp Thing and Beetlejuice, and how all these grotesque toys were just like so popular during the 90s, you know, and they all had the similar colorway. They all had these like very bright Day-Glow colors.
Yeah.
And you can clearly see that, like, you know, with the bad guys. And, you know, I gotta say that did all the bad guys come with this kind of accessory?
Yeah. I'm missing this guy. He had a bat that went on top of him.
Oh my gosh, why are you missing it?
I love it. This reminds me of Creepy Crawlers. And you should eat it. No. That's really, really
Don't
cool.
Eat it.
Oh my gosh. Breaking things. Who is this guy?
That's also Swamp Thing. You know, the line had a bunch of different variants. Swamp Thing can kind of, he can change and evolve, and he'll adapt to his surroundings, so if he's in the Mojave Desert, he will be made out of cactuses.
That's not true.
Or glow in the dark.
True.
Why?
Well, he can travel through the ground, so he can sort of dissipate his body and his consciousness will travel through roots.
In both versions?
This is more in the sort of Alan Moore
story. Yeah, like he's not just like a person.
Right.
He's like one with Earth.
He's an entity.
And then like his eyes will show up like on that tree. And then like and like a rock in Japan or something.
He'll show up on your morning wood.
A cartoon?
Wood.
Yeah. Was it a cartoon?
It was also a cartoon.
Something. You are amazing.
So when would he need a grapple hook?
You know, when he's grappling.
No, that's not the grapple hook. That's just like, you know, vines. That's
what it's supposed to be. No, this is definitely a grapple hook.
Well, they make it with string.
I think that assists him in parkour.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. This one's cool because it's got like, you can actually see through it.
Yeah, it's a cool move.
This is the coolest figure you've brought on the show, I think, ever.
Well, just kidding. Swamp Thing is great, but we owe a debt of gratitude to TMNT, because they had two figures in particular that were exceptionally creepy. They had a ton of creepy figures, but I give the top billing to Mutagen Man and to Muck Man.
Yeah, I mean, you're the Ninja Turtles fan. I mean, you know, there's a lot of just, like, creepy...
Can you hold on to anything?
Can Mutagen Man hold on to anything?
Ooh.
No. Which is your favorite villain? I mean, like, the Turtles, you know, they're not as deformed, but the villains certainly are.
Yeah.
Like, now, this is one of your favorites. We've spoken about him before, and do you like the new iteration?
No, not at all.
No.
You're now seeing a picture of the new iteration.
Because he's, like, it's just like a trash can, almost, like, with arms.
There's no character to it. It's not grotesque. It's not...
I wouldn't say there's no character. Maybe no character to the toy, but the show has a lot of development on that guy.
That's a good question. Is this my water?
Yeah, it is.
Did we ever decide that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
No, so if you look inside, no. Mm.
That's not water.
Ew.
You can have the rest.
What is it?
We may never know. Zoom in.
I peed in it.
So if you look inside, like, you clearly see that, like, all of his organs are there.
Yeah.
And there's, like, a little, like, you know, not a, I guess it was, like, a skull with, like, eyeballs popping out and the brain is above it. It almost reminds me of RoboCop 2.
There's also, I don't know if you remember this, but there's these little tiny yellow pieces. There's a bone, there's a fish, there's a slice of toy pizza.
That's pretty cool. Let me see.
No,
I actually didn't have Mutagen Man.
The idea is that you would put a little drop of mutagen, or the slime that they would sell, into him and fill him with water.
Yeah.
And when you shook it up, it would make it kind of viscous, and those little snow globy type things would kind of float around.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. That's very interesting, because, like, I feel like today, like, not necessarily... toys aren't as creative, but you just wouldn't get, like, people wouldn't buy into that, like, adding water to your toy. I was like,
well, and toys are much more sanitized, you know. This guy clearly has, like, radiation burns and exposed muscle tissue. I think it's probably, you know, with the Florida moms out there, it's probably too grotesque.
Not gonna be able to.
Well, I gotta say, just like, again, I mentioned RoboCop 2, like, anything with, like, a loose brain and eyes, as a kid, that scared me.
Right.
You know, but, you know, now that I'm older, I can actually not pee my pants when I look at this.
Yeah.
I'm still scared.
And Muckman in absentia is also a contender for some of the best of TMNT, particularly because you could put the slime in his skull and it would drip out of his mouth.
Right.
And you would put slime in his backpack and push down Eyeball Joe, and then the slime would start spilling out of the hole in his stomach.
That's gross.
Yeah, a lot. It's almost just like yak.
Yeah.
That's what the new Mutagen Man's kind of like. Yeah. But he's like this big yellow thing. I don't know. He does. You can put stuff in him. He comes with a little thing.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to sort of take our hats off to Playmates, because they achieved a lot of really great, really gross, really creepy figures.
Through Turtles, but also...
through...
Toxic Avenger.
Toxic Avenger, which was later renamed Toxic Crusader.
I grew up owning the toys, and I loved... the Toxic Crusader toy.
I've never seen
and
them
I never
in my
had
life.
The bad guys either. I only got the heroes. And again, it's just the colors are just like, it's just in a section of my brain, like in a section of my memory, just seeing these colors. And just like, you know, just the droopy plastic.
Yeah.
Four groupies.
Yeah. And just like, you know, especially the Toxic Avenger, you know, his eyeballs like offset.
Yeah.
And it's a very specific green, shade of green. And just again, I'm not familiar with the Toxic Crusader film. But just like, again, I own the toys and, you know.
Toxic Avenger film, Toxic Crusader cartoon.
I've never even heard of it before.
I never saw the cartoon.
The movie is, it's not good, but it's kitschy and I think people like it.
It's violent. Yeah, if you're rewatching it, it's like, oh my god.
You know that scene in RoboCop where the guy gets melted by toxic waste?
It's in RoboCop.
It's that, but the entire movie.
Yeah. I gotta say right off the bat, just seeing this guy, this like, almost like beige, like neon, like glow in the dark color. Yeah. Neon beige.
He is glow in the dark.
Yeah. He reminds me of the bad guy in Captain Planet. Yeah. The guy with the red mohawk. It was like the same exact like plastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, glow in the dark was a big feature of this line. It had little neon green baggies that you would open up, and that was like your secret radioactive weapon. So this guy, Major Disaster, has a grenade. He has his little spiked boot. He's got a gas mask.
He doesn't.
That's so
have
sick.
It's somewhere around here.
Yeah, I don't know anything about these, but they're very playmates. Like I just like these could easily be like Ninja Turtle villains.
Yeah, it's so 1991. Yes. You know, if you really had to sum up 1991 as a year and a time frame, you kind of just got to look at this figure.
Yeah,
and even just the joints, you know, like for example, like the fixed like arm, like being bent that way, and you know it rotates, but like he always has a bent arm like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is clearly like a Playmates '90s toy. It reminds me again just the colors. What's the one Ninja Turtle, like the gecko that comes with the skateboard?
Mondo Gecko.
Mondo Gecko. Yeah,
and his braces.
Yeah, he can fight. Yeah, he's cool. Fight these guys. Yeah.
You're now not looking at a photo of Mondo Gecko.
Yeah, he's awesome.
You're now Googling Mondo Gecko.
Results found.
Oh no, he's popular.
So yeah, these were, you know, I kind of put these in the,
this guy doesn't stand.
Didn't love them back in the day, but now really, truly appreciate how great this line is.
Yeah.
And
so much detail, really.
A lot of detail, a lot of paint applications. Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, most of these figures have, like, such unique sculpts. Like, this guy right here, not only is he wearing a jacket with, like, you know, the skeleton belly showing, but right, you know, at the gloves with the wrists. He has his bones showing, so
it's like see-through.
Yeah, it's like there's space between the two bones in his wrist. That's
I feel
so
like you
sick.
Can't get this kind of stuff these days.
No.
You don't see dancing like that anymore.
Mm.
Well, in certain parts of New Jersey, you may.
Yeah. Maybe.
So yeah, that's a trip down memory lane with Toxic Crusaders, Swamp Thing, and what was the other thing? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, of course.
But most importantly, Swamp Thing.
That's right.
So I guess that's it for Gross Toys, so thanks for watching Toy... Oh, wait, no, that's not
wait
it.
Wait,
that's not it at
I
all.
I heard the door open. Someone here?
Maybe. Call security. So that's old Gross Toys. We got a new Gross Toy. We got the Slime Bat.
Not only do we have Slime Bat, we have the creator of Slime Bat in the studio.
What?
He just came in. I heard the door. Come on over.
What time is it?
Hello?
Is he late?
We really have him? Michael Skating, come on. Yeah, look at this. Welcome.
Wearing a Toxic Avengers shirt.
Yes, totally appropriate.
Welcome to the show.
Let's see.
You're like the first guest.
You're our
guest.
First like couch guest.
Yeah, here, let's scoot down just a little
bit. Oh, can you scoot some more?
Can you even fit his tall face in there?
Yeah.
I can lean back.
You're so fat.
I can lean back.
So look, we only like to have handsome boys on our show.
That's
and
right. That's
I
very
think
true.
We're keeping in the tradition.
Yeah.
Slime Bat. This was by...
Monster Worship.
Monster Worship. And this is the BioGlow version, which is an homage to the Swamp Thing with all the cactuses on him.
Of course.
Having them side by side, you can totally see the influence between the two.
I totally agree.
Yeah, he's going to get sued by Kenner.
Hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
So, you know, you have a lot of, like, gross toys, correct?
Yes, I do like to collect gross toys.
I have to, I don't know something in the realm of, like, kaijus or monsters, I have to call Michael. He's my go-to guy for anything that drips or bleeds or has fangs.
Or all of the above.
Yeah.
Or doilies. He also likes doilies. Oddest thing.
Hmm.
You also notice that there's a second hidden mutant face on the back of this slime bat.
And in the torso.
Oh my god, I never saw that.
Are you kidding?
No. Well, I love it. It's great. This was, I think, the first thing I bought at San Diego Comic-Con this year.
Where was he sold? Only at Comic-Con? Musicon exclusive?
Yeah, by the dumpster.
Yeah, it was out of the dumpster. That's where I was living. But
yeah.
That's a gross toy.
Right.
It was a Comic-Con exclusive. Monster Worship had a slot selling through another toy booth. So.
How many versions of Slime Bat have been done so far?
There was a blank orange for New York Comic-Con. The BioGlow for San Diego Comic-Con. Painted yellow. And then a secret, like, slime, translucent green.
Oh, wow.
As well.
And is there any for sale at the very moment that, like, in the studio?
At the very moment, no. They're all sold out, but there might be some in the near future.
Dude, we got to do a Toy Pizza version.
Well, I would, Toy Pizza version aside, yes, cool. But I would yes. definitely just love to, you know, purchase one. This is so sick. Not from you.
You can't
gonna,
have it.
No,
it's mine.
Sell you,
oh, this is your personal one?
Yes.
Oh.
And I had to pay for it.
Mm. At Comic-Con.
That's right.
San Diego Comic-Con.
One, I love to support the artist, but two, there's no free hookups.
No, I'm not asking for a free hookup. I want to support the artist just as much. This is really a great piece of art.
I'll sell it to you for a slightly marked up price.
Okay.
What do you think? Like $250?
Yeah,
$250.
$250,000. All right.
So aside from this guy, is there anything else that you're currently working on, or...?
We are probably going to be doing a 10 to 12 inch version of that.
Oh,
that's so sick.
Daddy like.
Yeah.
Same color?
It'll probably be, I definitely want to do another BioGlow homage, but just make it more detailed, articulated arms, maybe.
Ooh,
cool. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Now that is something I can get into.
That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what's gross? The Toy Pizza logo. Everyone comments on it, you know?
Yeah.
It's a gross-looking piece of pizza.
It feels gross, man.
Yeah, it's definitely something that if you were to eat, it would sit with you for a couple years.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Your work is currently up at Mishka in Brooklyn.
Yes!
You just had this amazing opening. There were so many beautiful women there. You sold through everything. You had that amazing long-sleeve t-shirt.
Yep.
And those blew out. And, yeah, that was a great show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was a lot of fun.
And I think people can catch it for a couple more weeks at the Mishka store in Brooklyn.
350 Broadway.
And the Mishka store in Centralia, Missouri.
Oh, I was about to say, that's a weird location.
No, it's a big swingers market.
And North Korea.
And North Korea.
Yeah.
But that's an unlicensed Mishka store.
Yeah.
Now, is this like the first time you've done like a collab with a store?
Yeah, like for that size. I've done relatively small freelance work for bands and other stuff of that sort, but like to have an official release and sold through a store. This is the first time.
Now, for toys and your own graphic work, where can people see your stuff?
MichaelScottum.com, or my Instagram is Draculaser.
Is it really pronounced Scottum? I've been saying Skatum for...
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Literally years. So we'll do a dub from when he comes up. Like,
Scottum.
Scottum is in the office right now.
I think Skatum's kind of cooler, because you could be like, I'm going skating with Skatum.
Skatum.
Yeah.
Maybe you should change
but
it.
But Scottum, okay. Well, I'm a bad friend.
I was talking for a little bit, and you guys met in Barcelona.
We met in Barcelona.
That's like crazy.
Yeah.
I think we were friends on Flickr, right?
Yeah.
And we kind of had a, you know, like, there was some heavy flirting going on with liking photos and commenting.
You were catfishing me as well.
I was catfishing, yeah.
Oh, no.
I was Tatiana. But that's another life altogether.
Yeah.
But I reached out and I said, where are the comic book stores in Barcelona? Because I'm going there on a trip and I'm horrible to travel with. All I want to do is do exactly what I do when I'm home, which is go to comic book stores and toy stores. And that's it. I don't want to see monuments or beaches or anything. I want to know where the goods are. And Michael was kind enough to take us around and I found like a Fist of the North Star manga and in Spanish. And then you took us to that weird outdoor market where all the kids were trading Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
It was like swarms of kids and their parents with their binders out. And that's where I met you.
Oh, yes.
You had a Squirtle. Yeah. You had a gold Squirtle.
And I owe my entire life
connecting
to you
the stories,
for bringing me
sense.
To the U.S.
And teaching you English.
Yeah.
And you
learn good.
You speak so well. So Flickr actually used to be a great place, a great community.
To pick up ladies, yeah.
Yeah, a catfish artist.
What a tangent.
But the real reason why we brought Michael here, of course we love Slime Bat, and that definitely goes in the grossest toys pantheon.
Yep.
But there's a line that I'm actually looking forward to learning more about, and that is MABA. The MABA zombies, right?
Yeah, what's all this about?
MABA, it's a collaboration between Mattel and Bandai in Japan.
That's where the name comes from?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's first two letters of each company.
Makes total sense.
MABA.
It was an exclusive for the Japanese market, which was a spinoff from the Mad Scientist series here in America.
So you can see from this little picture on the screen right now, I was obsessed with Mad Scientist when I was a kid. They kind of had not only bendy action figures, but they had sort of like, kind of like board game, but like activity game sets.
Yeah.
And one was Dissect an Alien that had all these guts and slime.
Yeah.
And they had like little almost like clay molds where you could make your own
monsters.
But the design was always so fascinating, so light years beyond what other U.S. toy companies were doing.
Yeah.
And I always kind of wondered, like, how are these monsters, like, so good and so, like, you know, it just doesn't look like anything else. And, you know, slowly we're starting to find out that, did you just break something?
I pushed the thing in.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Do you know how much these cost?
Really?
No.
I don't know.
Well, these are that's one of the hardest things to come by, right?
They're pretty obscure, and a lot of people go try and collect them, but I think due to how cheap they were when they were released, they were probably between $4 and $5 at retail, like late 80s, early 90s.
And these go for 80 to 90 bucks each?
Yeah, packaged, like, depending on the series, it would probably be anywhere between $50 to, like, $150 for other series and stuff.
So this is about $0 to $20.
Now it's worth $0.
Nah, I fixed it.
So the kind of idea behind these are, one, you put slime inside of them and it kind of each, you know, it pours out of their mouth. But then there's also this kind of catchy material accessory that they all have.
Yeah, like this one's the eyeballs.
Yeah.
This one come out.
Oh, no!
Yeah, and this guy kind of has a centipede-like tongue.
Tongue, and it comes out of his mouth.
Yeah, they're made of really soft vinyl, like Japanese soft vinyl. So you would open up the bottom, fill it with goo.
Squeeze.
Squeeze it as hard as you can and hope that the little bits come out.
You can see slime is sort of the connective material for all these gross toys.
Yeah.
It's a repeating theme.
That's true.
It wouldn't be gross if there wasn't slime involved. Yeah. It'd just be like, oh, that's a Disney toy.
That's gross. It just looks like snot.
Yeah.
Like, or worse.
Or, you know, or split pea soup.
Could be split pea soup. Could be neti pot discharge.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
It's entirely possible. This is actually my first time seeing these in person. I've fiended over them for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I never bought any because they're so tiny I would have felt completely ripped off spending $80 to $90 for something this small.
Yeah, it can be ridiculous. There's also smaller Gashapon versions for the Japanese vending machine.
Oh.
So they're very soft rubber. They also came with little bits, but no goo. Or at least I've never seen like a full-on packaged Gashapon one.
So there's a lot of like classic monsters. Like, I assume this is the Grim Reaper. We have like a vampire. Creature, like from the Bakugan kind of.
Yeah.
And a werewolf.
Cyclops.
And then I think there's also some like classic Japanese
folklore,
is there a Tengu or a
Frankenstein?
The first series, like these guys,
mm-hmm.
you've got like a generic vampire, there's a generic mummy, but then there was a really interesting one. It was like a mutated blob that almost had a chest burster from Alien.
Whoa.
That's a really weird one, and there was like a Siamese demon thing. So the third series, there are only four, but there are these really weird, kind of like your typical anime characters. There's like a guy with white hair and black eyeliner, like doing this, holding a skull staff, and like the demon coyote, and his snout oozes out.
These sound amazing.
And then on top of all that, there's a playset where you can display them all, and that came with this red demon overlord.
Jeez.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm adding that to my Amazon wish list.
Or your Christmas list.
So how much do you think it would be to get Series 3 and that playset?
Right now, I'm watching an auction. Series 3 for all four, it's about $500. Not even including middleman fees and shipping to and from. And then the playset I've seen go between $200 and $300 with the figure included.
Wow. So not only are these gross toys, the price is gross too.
Yeah. I get sick every time I look at my bank account.
Throw up.
So check out our new Kickstarter, which will enable us to buy these Mabba Zombie toys. We're trying to raise about $1,000 to go all in on Series 3 and the throne. Just kidding. Just support the regular Kickstarter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, geez, that is phenomenal information. I never knew this existed, and I got to go buy some of these.
Well, I got to go buy some of these.
They're not for sale.
It's sold out.
Sold out.
Well, I'm looking forward to the 12-inch one. And for everyone that is interested in Michael Scatum's work, Scatum. And for all those interested in Michael Scatum's work,
Scatum.
It's Scatum.
Go on.
For all of you interested in Michael Scatum's work,
Scootum.
Check him out on Instagram, which was
Draculaser.
It's right here.
And it's Flickr. And everything, and just follow him, and definitely look forward to the 12-inch Slime Bat.
Well, thank you for joining us, and we're going to kick you out while we do some Q&As.
Q&As.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Michael. Dude. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Hey, man.
Thanks. Okay, Q&A. Well, every show.
We got a lot more room now. This feels nice.
Yeah, this feels nice.
Says that fat boy left us.
Oh, that's messed up. He wasn't that big. Anyways, every show we like to do a little bit of Q&A with you guys from Instagram. What? Excuse me?
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
First up, though, I think we got a fan art from Tyler Dukes.
Oh.
Look at this beauty.
Oh, that's so funny because not only
was... our first question.
That's right.
I didn't plan that.
I know. It's going to lead right into it. It's beautiful.
So follow him on Instagram for awesome fan art. But mm-hmm. He does ask us.
He asks us, T Dukes is his Instagram. If the Knights of the Slice had their own video game, what genre would it be? Wait, so we're all going to answer this at the same time?
Yep. We'll go down the line.
So what genre would the Knights of the Slice video game be?
Isometric puzzler.
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's so clearly a beat 'em up.
Yep. But what style?
What do you mean, what style?
I mean, like...
River City Ransom, come on.
There's no... What's the matter with you? What like, style?
I'm saying, like, is it, like, an 8-bit, 16-bit kind of thing? Or is it just, like,
no,
updated?
No, it's just, like, a traditional arcade game.
Well, I mean...
The pixels are done by Drew Wise.
Yeah, because, no, that's what I thought, because, like, Drew Wise, who's, you're looking at a few pieces that...
Nude photos of him.
He did some awesome pixel art for us that we're going to play around with. But I don't necessarily think we're going to be making a video game from it, but... It would be cool to see that in a video game.
All we need is, like, a couple fans of ours that do programming and do video games and want to do this for us and want us to collect all the money for
That's
it.
That's all we need. And then we'd be all set. It's not even that much to ask for.
It's really not. We'll put it on Steam. It'll be great.
So you would all agree it's a beat-em-up?
Isometric puzzler.
Isometric puzzler. It's a beat-em-up, but it's a first person.
It's a beat-em-up in isometric land, so it's really difficult to connect.
Yeah.
It's like Cooking Mama, but pizza.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Actually, I'd play that. It's kind of like 2048 meets Sudoku, but also meets, you know...
But the first Power Rangers SNES game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I do like that.
That's a great game. All right. Well, so that's a good answer. What?
Also, if you love video games, check out some of our video game episodes on Type Pizza
YouTube.
Oh, yeah,
you could do that.
Yeah.
Okay. We just did one. Halo was a...
Yep, and we also just did.
You're seeing
Batman, BioShock, and Pokemon Trainer, and also Smash Brothers. Now that it's out,
all of those things. Which it's a great game.
Yeah,
it's all I do is play it. So
yeah, I still haven't played it.
I played it.
I'm
once.
Glad you bought a Wii U actually for that.
I played it once.
Yeah, Nikki bought a Wii U just to play it. On
did
the
you?
Wii U.
Jesse bought the game on his 3DS and he downloaded it and he somehow was able to return it.
I sent a strongly worded email, as I'm known to do, and, you know, the Red Seas will part for you, my friend. All you gotta do is come down firmly on them.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So, question number two is from big fan JDav1D3, which I think is J David 3.
Mm-hmm. Could
just
be.
Just the I as a one.
I see him on Instagram all the time.
Right.
He's liking our photos, he's leaving us comments. What did he ask?
Well, he asked, you like or make custom toys?
Yes.
Yeah, Jesse makes custom toys.
I'm not very good. I mean, when I think of customizers, I think of, like, Matt Cawley, Iron Cow, or Pierre, Air Max, Kalanazaga. You've seen some of their
stuff
now.
Right now.
Please send it to me.
We've covered some of Air Max's, G.I. Joe Transformer mashup.
Yeah.
Oh, that was cool. And we covered your custom in this episode.
Oh. Which one?
The car.
Oh, yeah. That was OG. That was, about 20 years ago.
No, but you've like repurposed some of the Burger King Power Ranger toys into like Knights of the Slice.
Yeah, during the summer I was really hot on sort of like sculpting my own and like customizing figures, and I coined the 100 Hero Project, where I would make 100 of these little custom figures. You're seeing some of them on display in my display case. I did not. But the timeline is until I die. So I got about 20 done. You know, for the next 60 years,
I'll just... Did you bend the rules, or...?
I mean, I never said there was an end term.
Okay, that's fair.
When I started this project.
Okay.
And also, you made your custom Vision.
Yeah.
Right, that's part of the...
Which appeared in our Avengers 2 episode.
Yeah.
But that's part of the 100 Heroes, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It counts. But I'm a amateur hobbyist at best, you know. Mm-hmm. There are guys out there that really are doing, you know, artwork. I'm just kind of messing around and losing my security deposit.
I was highly considering taking the Jack specific Link and repainting him into a different colorway, like a Fierce Daddy Link.
Oh, I thought you meant Figma Link when you told me that. I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah, that would be because, very expensive.
Well, yeah. The Jack specific one, you can literally take his joints out. Yeah. And, you know, it would be perfect for a custom painting. I just have to find the right paint, but I'm going to try it.
Yeah. More details. That figure's worth painting. Swish Swag yep. asks, butts.
We kind of answered this in the previous episode. But
I mean, we were. I don't see why not.
Butts. Yeah.
Tuesday, I would guess. Tuesday?
Okay.
I'm going to say yes. He's going to say Tuesday.
I don't see why not, honestly.
I don't see why not.
I'm saying Tuesday, yeah. And I hope that his question appears
her.
On the bottom
it's
of the
her. This is a female viewer.
Oh, yeah, a female viewer? if I had known, I.
Wow. All right, well, the Tin Man, mm-hmm. not Tin Woman, the Tin Man 220 asks, what toys would you like to see in Toy Story 4? I guess, like, maybe what kinds of toys?
Kurt Russell.
Okay. Well, it's cool because in Toy Story 3, we got
Barbie.
A new dinosaur.
Oh, okay.
We got Barbies earlier. We got the Ken doll.
Yeah. Lotso. Lotso was new.
Lotso was new.
The octopus.
Actually, Lotso was in the first Toy Story.
So are you saying...
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying toys...
Can you hear me in the back?
Are you saying...
It's an Easter egg.
Are you saying toys that are, like, brand new for the movie? Or toys
yes,
that...
Okay. That would be new to the Toy Story universe.
Yes.
The clear answer is... Knights of the Slice.
Cool.
Pixar, call us. Yeah.
No, I think the clear answer is something else from the Buzz Lightyear line, right? Buzz Lightyear, insane toy, very popular.
No, we saw that in two, though.
What?
We got his dad.
What are you talking about?
You're saying Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, Zurg.
Yeah, Zurg.
Yeah, but more.
Zurg is his dad?
It would be huge.
What? Because I am your
no,
father.
No, I think that's it was a joke.
I know.
But like, yeah, okay, so you're saying we saw Woody, we saw Buzz Lightyear. I want to see more Pizza Planet toys.
We should,
more aliens.
We should name this episode Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Just for the search traffic.
Yeah. We could just do a whole episode on Toy Story stuff.
I think they've never had, like... G.I. Joe, right? Like
they had army soldiers.
They had army soldiers.
Oh, the classic ones.
But like real American hero G.I. Joe from the 80s, I think that would be kind of cool.
I got it. Okay. Small soldiers from... Oh, okay.
No, that's...
They had their time.
That's crossing
streams.
They had
their own movie.
There.
I would like to see Wall-E. I'd like to see Boo from Monsters, Inc. I'd like to see Interstellar action figures.
Oh, Despicable Me's?
Yeah.
The Minions?
No.
Minions?
Oh,
is this possible?
Bugs Life?
Spider-Man and the Avengers?
Did they have any bricks, like building blocks?
Yeah, Lego's been in it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Can you hear me? You in the back?
No, I just said that one earlier. That's not
Yeah. Can you hear me?
That's a speak and spell.
How about Mob of Zombies?
How about transgender Mr. Potato Head? Miss Potato Head?
Actually, they don't have that many Japanese toys.
No.
Oh, that would be really fun. Just like an anime character comes
out.
And they have a very stereotypical...
Toy Story 4, The Rising Sun.
Yeah.
And it's all like...
Japanese.
Diaclone
and
like, GoBots.
Yeah.
Who is that mysterious new toy? And it's like in the shadow. And it's like... And he has a sword.
A challenger appears.
Yeah.
Also, like bootlegs would be funny too.
Oh.
Like they had like the rejects
Miguel Angelo.
Yeah.
Like we covered.
Yes.
In our... I don't even remember what episode that was. Turtles.
Turtles, first episode.
Slime Bat, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, it would be cool. Like, a lot of, like...
But it's voiced by Michael Statham.
Yeah. And then, just Scott. Literally, it's like...
There's, like, a lot of, like, nods to, like, indie artists. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. I think we gotta do our own version of Toy Story.
Minecraft. Like, imagine, like, that was... I know they're doing the movie, but, like, a Minecraft entry into, like, Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
It'll probably happen.
Or, like, vinyl toys, maybe, at this point.
Oh, like, Vinylmations?
The bottom line is, Hollywood, we're ready.
Or blind...
Call us.
Blind boxes? And, like, everyone, who's the toy? And it comes out?
What are they going to do Toy Story 4 on?
They should do a Lego movie.
They did a Lego movie. Oh. They should do another Lego
movie. They should do a Megabox movie.
Hi. Okay.
Well, awesome. Yeah, we could talk. We should do a Toy Story episode, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be all for that.
I love Tim Allen and Tom Hanks.
I don't like Tim Allen.
Why?
I'll take Tom Hanks.
Oh, I don't want to talk
Why
to
don't
you
like
about
Tim
this.
Allen?
He's just a hater. He's just a hater.
Just
for
because
no
he
reason.
Was a cocaine dealer and went to prison doesn't
all right.
mean.
Everyone has their demons.
It's incredibly. You're now looking at a mugshot of Timothy Dick, who was Tim Allen before he changed his name.
Everyone has their demons. Leave him
nice
alone.
Nice porn stash. So there you have it.
There you have
it. We have thoroughly exhausted awesome news.
We've gone through the Kickstarter, all of the gross toys ever created.
That's right.
But maybe we forgot a few, so tell us in the comments, what's your favorite grossest toy?
Yeah, and definitely check out Michael Scatum.
Scatum.
Check out Michael Scatum, and definitely look out for 12-inch slime bat. And, you know, that was really cool to have someone on the show for once.
Yeah, we'll never do that again.
Probably not. It's kind of crammed when we were here. All right, well, pizza out.
Pizza out.